It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A plan to create a government-backed health insurance plan has almost reached the finish line in the Colorado legislature. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
On Tuesday, the state senate approved the Colorado option. It's a proposal that would force insurance companies to sell a new type of health insurance plan and give state administrators the power to set the prices that hospitals and doctors can charge under the plan. The bill passed a voice vote in the closely divided senate after weeks of negotiations. Industry groups for hospitals and doctors are neutral on the proposal, while insurers are opposed, and so are Republicans. Here's Senate Minority Leader Chris Hulbert.
This bill is about controlling your decisions regarding your health care. Your health.
The proposal faces a couple more votes before it can head to Governor Jared Polis for a signature. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Two proposals to rework Colorado's tax system have passed the state house. The bills would put limits on some tax deductions and incentives, allowing the government to collect about $400 million per year. More than half the money would be used to pay for tax deductions and credits for small businesses and lower-income households. The Colorado Air National Guard is breaking ground on a new building at Peterson Air Force Base outside Colorado Springs. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says it will allow the Guard to help the newly formed U.S. Space Force.
This new all-purpose building on Peterson Air Force Base has been in the works for years. It'll be home to the Colorado Air National Guard's 138th Space Control Squadron. That squadron is actually one of the only deployable units of space professionals in the military. National Guard troops are especially valuable in the space sector, as many high-tech professionals are more willing to serve part-time if they can also keep their higher-paying private sector jobs. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
At the U.S. Air Force Academy, today is graduation day. General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, is commencement speaker for a ceremony that's different than last year. Cadets' families and other well-wishers can be there in person with some pandemic precautions still in place. It's a partly cloudy day in Colorado Springs and Metro Denver with a chance for thunderstorms into this evening. There's fire danger in western Colorado and a red flag warning around Grand Junction, 84 there this afternoon. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.